the Rush Hour Catch-Up for Honda. Let's help you into a Honda today. For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Well, our favourites from Channel 10's Gogglebox, Wayne and Tom, have a brand new book coming out. It's called Cocktails on the Couch with Wayne and Tom, and the lads join us now. So good to have you on the show.
Hey, guys.
Hello. First of all, I appreciate the spelling variant of cocktails, this is cocktails, and also little stories and anecdotes. Tell us how the book's sort of split up into seasons.
Well, correct. I mean, the most asked question that we get asked every week is, you know, Tom, what are you drinking? You know, and what's the recipe? And because Wayne makes all the drinks, I just drink them. I don't go anywhere near the making of them.
Mm.
And then we thought, oh, we can't put out a cocktail book. That sounds so boring. And sitting around with friends, we're going through, you know, what each cocktail was and what memory it came with it. And, you know, we're sitting around laughing and next minute we go, hang on, there's the book.
Mm.
So, you know, we can have cocktails and you can find out a little bit more about me and Wayne.
So when you're saying what memory those sorts of cocktails actually evoke, what sort of memories can you tell us about? Have you got a story for us?
Well, there's plenty of stories. There's one in there called the Squash Frog. I'm looking at Wayne because he has to tell me what's in there.
Avocado, Midori and Bailey.
Yes.
Yeah. Our youngest daughter was so scared to go to the toilet unless I checked there was no frogs in there. We lived on a septic system.
Yeah.
And the joke was I was so scared of it as well. So before I went in there, I had to get some Dutch courage. So Wayne made this little shot up to make it look like a squash frog. I took a sip. So every time the teacher wanted to go to the toilet for years, all she'd say was, Dad, you better have some courage because there's probably one in there.
Mm.
And up we go.
Excellent. One thing that often strikes me when I'm watching you guys on the couch with your cocktail, they're often very brightly coloured. What is it that you're most likely to be drinking? What's the pink one?
Oh, God, there's numerous layers of pink when it comes to Tom.
True.
Like Axel and Blush when it comes to Tom. Oh, God, it could be anything from a pink Cosmo through to a cranberry martini.
Oh, he made one and didn't make the book for me. He used to put fairy floss in a Cosmo and tip it over the glass.
Oh, my God. Oh. Yum.
We've got one in there and it's got a story about Easter eggs and how Wayne turned this really terrible carob Easter egg into this magic delight. Well, he tipped Kahlua inside the Easter egg sitting on a bed of cream or ice cream.
Yum.
That last Easter, yeah. And I started, yeah.
I'm a Cosmo girl and I like an espresso martini as well. I think we all do. What are your, both of you, your favourite cocktail?
Well, I'm a beer and bubbles boy,
okay.
So you know, I don't go any cocktails at all.
Right.
No, but for me, definitely, look, an espresso martini, how could you not? Alcohol and coffee is the double
I
part.
Know.
For me, it's like a magic pill, isn't it?
And in fact, I'm going to put it in an Easter egg next year.
Guys, just before we let you go, future plans for Gogglebox, what's on the cards?
Season 8 starts in 2 weeks.
Mm.
So on the 29th of August, it airs on Lifestyle on Foxtel and on the 30th on Channel 10. You know, we've only got 2 weeks before you get to see us again.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
I've already set my IQ.
Exactly. We'll get the cocktails ready. In the meantime, you can grab the book, Cocktails on the Couch with Wayne and Tom, but we'll see you guys very soon back on the couch with those cocktails in hand for Gogglebox. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks, Peyton.
Thanks, guys.
Good day.
See ya.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
For Honda, find your kind of value at honda.com.au/offers.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
And you're going to have to... We got a new one this week.
Oh, okay, right, yes.
Introduce this great man.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
You can catch up with him every couple of weeks. He's the editor of the Good Food Guide of the West Australian, Mr. Rob Broadfield. Good to have you here. What do you mean, is that it? You know how long it took me to find that drum?
That's brilliant.
Thank you, you're welcome. I figured, you know, grandiose, every couple of weeks we get a little bit bigger, but it's got to be a different
mix
sometimes,
it up a bit.
You know?
That's fantastic.
When's the military tattoo here next?
Oh, we're working on it. We're working on it.
Listen, I was planning on having an omelette for dinner tonight, but, oh, looking at your list, you've made it very hard.
Well, Uber Eats asked me to put down my best favourite Uber Eats meals, and I tell you what, it's difficult because I love Uber Eats.
Are you going to be on one of those ads? You know, where they, like, you're just on the couch and then you go... tonight for dinner, I'm having whatever it is from Leaderville.
Yeah, no, you know. I'm just a quiet achiever.
No, oh, okay. Yeah.
Doesn't need that. Fuss and bother. So, you've got your top five.
Yeah.
Oh, it's you know a hard choice.
You, I reckon my favourite's your favourite, though. The May Street Larder does this thing called the Soul Sandwich.
Mm.
My God.
This amazing. Is fantastic.
I mean, seriously.
Let's just go through it so
almost
slowly.
Wet your panties, this stuff. It's, it's extraordinary. It, well,
everything... it makes me sorry I gave up smoking.
Everything you ever wanted in dude food, and this is true dude food, is in this particular meal. It is just extraordinary. So there's chicken. There's waffles. There's chilies. I think they're jalapenos because they're very dudey at the moment, jalapenos.
Very.
As you know.
But it's a polenta waffle.
I know.
And it's buttermilk fried chicken.
Yeah, that's the best part about it being chicken. The buttermilk fried part.
Absolutely. So when they say buttermilk, what they mean is it's sat in buttermilk for 10 to 12 hours, which breaks down the, makes it all tender and juicy and sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Then you put it in the breading and then you deep fry it. And everyone loves a bit of deep fry, right?
Of course.
Polenta waffles. It's
and then the top bit is the very best bit of all. On top of the smoked sour cream, there is lashings of chili maple syrup.
Incredible.
I know.
I go down there.
I go weak at the knees reading it.
The thing that has impressed me with this list, being an Uber Eats list, is some of the names that are on here as well. Like I had no idea that Kalis Brothers in Leaderville does Uber Eats.
So they don't do the whole menu. They do an Uber Eats menu, which is I think maybe 2/3 of their full menu. But obviously some of it won't carry that well in the car, but the ones that do, they do really well. And they do, and you love whiting fillets, don't you?
I love whiting and I love crumbed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Love whiting. Yeah.
So they do, and that arrives really well, actually.
Yeah.
Because you sort of think, by the time it gets in the car, gets in the bag, goes to my house. But it actually arrives very well. So there you go.
All right.
We love those boys down there at Kalis.
Mm-hmm.
And have you ever been to a place in King Street? Mm. It's not for all that well known, and it's called Old Faithful.
No.
Ever heard of it?
No.
No.
So it's, you know, we use this term dudes. I mean, there's not a person in the place who doesn't have a beard. They're wearing bib and brace overalls. They've
gorgeous.
Got trucker caps on, sometimes backwards.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Rebels.
But Old Faithful was one of the first ones to do a proper sort of southern soul food style barbecue, you know, wooden floors, great old fashions, you know, cocktails, those southern cocktails, and awesome brisket. 15-hour cook, very low temperature, in a smoker, then sliced. And because it's cooked that way, it's really moist and greasy and fatty and gorgeous.
Magic. Absolutely magnificent. Well, that is all that is on this list. If you want to check it out, where can people actually go and find the list?
Right. Well, if they go onto Uber's website, they've got, there's a lot of people like me, or there's a few people like me who have been asked by Uber to nominate their top five dishes.
Yep.
And you'll find a section of their website there with personalities.
Lovely.
Well, and people like that who've nominated their best dishes. I was very glad to do it because it's a great standby.
Oh.
Uber Eats, isn't it?
Totally. It is. Thank you, Mr. Rob Broadfield.
Thank you.
You can also find this list, I'm being told, at the Mix Facebook page, mix.com.au.
Okay.
We'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
See you guys.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
What did they pinch in the breakup? Off the back of this Reddit user, Shell Blickadoo, who revealed this week that her boyfriend stole her toilet after she broke up with him. Her toilet.
That's a bit much.
Tania in Perth, tell us, what did they pinch in the breakup?
My steel cap boots.
Oh, what? How, were they the same size?
Yes, and he left me some heavy, chunky ones.
Oh.
What a loser.
What, he took yours and left his?
Yes.
Did his have steel caps?
Yeah, but they were really heavy ones and mine were lightweight.
Yeah, no.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Yep.
Rude.
Just terrible, Tania.
Lightweight, all right.
Terrible. Kieran in Nangara. Well, they pinched the breakup.
Well, it wasn't him. It was me.
Oh, what did you pinch?
Well, he'd already left town. And when he rang up to ask me to pack his stuff up for the removalist to pick up, I'd said to him I was going to keep the Mentals CD that we had, and he had a whinge, so I kept the whole Floyd collection as well.
That good choices. That is a packer's fee. That is not pinching. Yeah.
That's right. Well, I'd replaced the Floyd collection numerous times because other people had pinched them.
Oh,
I figured I deserved them.
You did, I think.
Yeah, good work. Thank you.
See ya.
All right, Brooke in Huntingdale, a story about a friend of yours here.
Yes, I had a best mate. Now, it's one of the small things in life, but one of the biggest annoying things in life.
Yeah.
He divorced his wife and took all of the Tupperware lids, but left the containers.
No!
I kid you not, there was not a single lid.
That is outrageous.
That is
it's kind of funny.
There is nothing more frustrating when you are packing your lunch for the day than not being able to find a lid for the container.
Oh, right?
I kind of think he has such a good sense of humour, she shouldn't have divorced him.
He does. He's a funny man, I must tell you.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
With you from 3pm weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. The Rush Hour catch-up for Honda. Let's help you into a Honda today.